You're listening to The Impromptu on the Hologram Radio Network, a multifaceted show discussing how technology, art, design, and equality converge on topics that matter most to us. From gaming culture to film and other forms of media, we examine the creative process and how the decisions we make shape our perceptions and lives. I'm Alex Knight, and I'm joined by Michael Norton, Chief Creative Officer. How are you, Michael?
Pretty good. It's a nice day. Going to be a nice weekend. Supposed to get up to 20 on Sunday, which is nice.
Yes, that is a rare thing for Vancouver around this time of year.
Oh, well, it's becoming less and less rare. Thank you, global warming.
What are you talking about? Global warming doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's why the Great Barrier Reef is dying. Anyway.
So the new Doctor Strange trailer has been unleashed on the world.
Yes.
What do you think?
Tilda Swinton's so mystic she can punch a guy out of a guy.
I don't know anything about Doctor Strange other than the basics about his origin, but I've never actually... You know, I've only read one Doctor Strange comic ever, so...
Yeah, he's one of the less popular Marvel characters, but I've always really liked him, so I guess I'm an outlier. Yeah, the trailer looks really good. I'm kind of getting a Daredevil vibe off of it, actually. It seems very grounded, dark... elements of the mystical, like Daredevil has had for the past two seasons with the Hand and Madame mm-hmm. Gao and all of those things happening.
What is the character that Tilda Swinton is? I'm not sure if I got her name right.
She plays the Ancient One, who is the... I don't want to give too much away.
Because I saw there were some complaints from fans saying that they cast... the wrong person for the role or something.
Well,
is it supposed to be an Asian character?
It is. But I feel like Tilda Swinton playing an androgynous being is kind of an okay alternative. I mean,
is that character supposed to be human or are they kind of supernatural?
It's never entirely clear what they are. So, I mean, in the comics, it's implied that perhaps the Ancient One simply appears as an elderly Asian man. So, I mean, they could be going that route. I mean, obviously it's problematic to have a character that normally appears Asian in something and then have a white person play them. Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that, I'm sure.
I like Tilda Swinton. I think she'll do a good job. Obviously it would have been better if they'd given it to an Asian actor. But
don't get me wrong. I think she's very talented, but I just don't know enough about the character to make an informed opinion about whether or not she's actually right for that role.
I think she'll make it work. I don't know. I guess it should be said that at the very least, they didn't give it to a white guy because the character is normally a man and at least they gender flipped it and, made it the character kind of androgynous and otherworldly. Like that's an okay segue to me. Like if they had just replaced the character with some white guy, it would be less defensible. But because it's Tilda Swinton doing her normal weird thing.
Yeah, it's not like we're getting a version of that. Do you remember that terror? I haven't seen it, but I knew it was going to be terrible when I saw the trailer. Remember the Dragon Ball live action trailer?
Yes, unfortunately.
I will never see that movie, but yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better not spoken of. Just like the Avatar movie that never happened.
I have not seen that. And
it
I will
does
never,
not exist.
We'll never see it.
There is no Avatar
right,
movie.
Yeah, what are you talking about? There's a cartoon. I know there was a cartoon that was
yes.
very good. By the way, Legend of Korra just got added to Netflix, which
yes.
I have not seen, but I hear it's an amazing
series. It is amazing.
And it's the same team, I think, that worked on...
Yes.
Right.
They are amazing. They are a treasure. They are a national treasure. to America.
Is it a
American,
I can't remember. Is it a prequel or is it take place in the future?
It's a sequel. It takes place in the future after Avatar.
Okay. Okay.
It's about 40 or 50 years. It's never entirely clear exactly how many years, but yeah, it's about like half a century after.
Okay. So anyways, we kind of got derailed there, but knowing what I know about Doctor Strange, I'm very excited about this because visually that trailer looked really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Some elements of it seemed almost Inception-like. And yeah. It had this very big... Like, it's interesting because in comparison to a lot of the other Marvel movies, they gave it a very distinct look. And the way they put it together, it has this big, just epic adventure sort of look to it. And I think Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange is a good casting choice. I mean, he's a wonderful, talented actor. I think he looks the part. I like that they gave him the white hair on the side. I like that the costume looks really great.
Oh, yeah.
That one scene from the back where he's walking up the stairs in the flowing red cape. And it's great. It looked iconic.
Oh, yeah. He's a really cool character.
I don't know how much they'll change, but it seemed like for the origin story, it seemed like it pretty accurate.
They're playing with a few things.
But they didn't get the core stuff wrong. Like he's a neurosurgeon. His hands get fucked up.
Yep.
You can see like in that one scene, his hands are like shaking and he can't.
So he goes around the world looking for a way to heal his hands and he finds the Ancient One and learns magic and then some other things happen. And he becomes the Sorcerer Supreme, tasked with defending Earth from various mystical enemies.
Right.
So this will be the introduction of magic to the Marvel Universe. It's going to be quite interesting because Thor sort of did it, but they explained it away with a bunch of hand-waving about how it seems like magic, but actually it's really advanced technology. But Doctor Strange and the stuff in Daredevil and Iron Fist, that is actual magic. And I'm not sure they're going to be able to explain it away with anything other than it's magic. So that'll be interesting. But yeah, it looks really good. The tone seems right. It should be a really...
Yeah, and
intense.
It comes out at the end of the year, so we got to wait a while for that.
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be worth the wait, along with Rogue One. Two major movies at the end of the year
You know, what's funny is that new Star Wars movie makes me more excited than anything else, even The Force Awakens. I haven't seen The Force Awakens, but I'm not, you know, it's no surprise that I'm not a huge Star Wars nerd. I've always enjoyed the original trilogy, but I just, for some reason, Star Wars doesn't stick with me. I just don't have the same kind of connection to the lore that a lot of people have. But Rogue One seems like a very different movie, and I think it's maybe because of the tone that makes it more appealing to me. It seems more it does seem like a Star Wars movie, but it just seems much more gritty.
Yeah.
And like the stakes are higher, and I like that.
I think what it is, it's not a Star Wars movie about a heist. It's a heist movie that happens to be in the Star Wars universe. That's what makes it different. That's what sets it apart. It's this gritty tale of these like criminals, this ragtag band of people forced together to do this one job, and it all gets fucked up. They're all like at risk of dying. Everything's going wrong, like all this stuff. And it just happens that they're in the Star Wars universe working for the rebels, stealing the Death Star plans and all of that. But at its core, oh God, I'm saying at its core, but at its core, it's just a really good film. Dressed up in Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. And so when is the movie coming out?
Rogue One is out in December, around the time that Force Awakens came out.
Okay, interesting.
So we're basically getting a new Star Wars every December. That seems to be the new pattern.
Oh, is that happening for episode 8 as well?
Yes. That's going to come out? They pushed it. It was going to come out next May, but they've pushed it to December.
Right. Okay. So December of 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have a different director, do they not?
Yes. Rian Johnson is directing and writing it. You'll remember him from Looper, Brick.
Oh, okay. I wasn't familiar with the name, but I did enjoy Looper.
And he has directed several episodes of Breaking Bad, including
a very good thing.
Including Ozymandias, which is currently still the highest rated episode of television ever.
What was that episode about? I don't even remember. I know the title, but I don't.
Spoiler horn. It's the episode where Hank is killed by the white supremacists out in the desert after Walt goes looking for his barrel of money because he thinks Jesse took it.
I have a vague memory of that. It's been a while since I've seen Breaking Bad.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's the penultimate episode and then the finale. But really, it's the climax of the entire series, I would say. Hmm. Everything after that is just wrapping things up.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I think he realizes that everything he's done has been for nothing.
Right.
That none of it really mattered.
We should talk about Ghost in the Shell, because there is much, much hatred happening right now on the internet with fans of the original series, fans of the characters who are not angry necessarily at... the anger, I don't think, is directly at the person that they cast as the character, because she's a very good actress.
I don't think anyone is angry with Scarlett Johansson specifically, but everyone is certainly mad at the casting director and anyone involved in that decision-making process.
The fact that they cast a white person as a Japanese, the character is Japanese.
Yes. And more fundamentally, there's actually a really good thread on Twitter about this. Oh God, what's his name? Have to find this because this is really good. Okay, here we go. Here it is. So John Tsui had a bit of a tweet storm today about this, and I'll just read it out because this really says everything. I've been seeing a lot of defenses for the ScarJo casting that seem to lack a nuanced understanding of Ghost in the Shell as a story. The manga came out in 1989, the first film 1995, an era when Japan was considered the world leader in technology. Everything hot in that era came out of Japan. Cars, video games, Walkmans, all of that. Japan was setting a standard. This is a country that went from poised to conquer the Pacific to forcibly disarmed. They poured their resources into their economy. And as a country that was unable to defend themselves, but was a world leader in tech, it created a relationship to tech that is unique. Ghost in the Shell plays off of all of these themes. It is inherently a Japanese story, not a universal one. This casting is not only the erasure of Asian faces, but a removal of the story from its core themes. You can westernize the story if you want, but at that point it is no longer Ghost in the Shell because the story is simply not Western. Understand that media from Asia holds a dear place in the hearts of many Asians in the West, simply because Western media doesn't show us. Ghost in the Shell, while just one film, is a pillar in Asian media. It's not simply a sci-fi thriller, not to me, not to many others. Respect the work for what it is and don't bastardize it into what you want it to be. And then he posted a Photoshop of the screen cap of Scarlett Johansson as Major Kusanagi with the face of Rinko Kikuchi replaced, who is who they should have cast.
Right. At least they got her haircut right.
It's okay. It's not the right shade of purple, but, you know.
Oh, her hair is supposed to be purple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, like violently purple.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is it like that in the reboot of the anime in the series?
It's more of a dark lavender in Standalone Complex, but it has been bright pink purple before.
Okay.
Like Jem's hair a bit.
Not just the erasure of like other ethnicities in Hollywood, but even
like the problem with this is that this story, this franchise is just so inherently Japanese that to remove it from that makes it no longer the thing that people are interested in. It makes it some other story about some other people who are white.
Well, it reminds me too of you know, it's like if they made an Evangelion movie, I would totally expect that they wouldn't cast necessarily a native Japanese person in the role of I'm already drawing a blank, but have you seen Evangelion?
Some of it.
The girl with the brown hair, she's supposed to be, I think, half Japanese, half German, and she speaks German.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in a situation like that, it's understandable you wouldn't cast.
If the anime actually calls someone out as not being Japanese, yes, of course.
Of course.
Cast someone else. But when you, like, this is the thing with source material. If it says explicitly this character is this ethnicity, cast someone from that ethnicity.
Yeah.
Don't go the lazy route of, oh, well, we'll just cast random AAA actress or actor in this role because it'll make bank.
You know, actually, a lot of fans were really pissed off when the Spawn movie came out because Al Simmons, who's the protagonist in that story, who becomes Spawn, his best friend ends up marrying his wife, Wanda, after he dies. And that character is also black, and Al Simmons is black. They cast a white guy as that character, and people were pissed that they did not cast a black man in that role. And they never came up with a good reason why they cast a white actor in that role.
Well, racism.
But your protagonist is black already. Why wouldn't you just, if the character is black, why not just cast another? I don't understand this.
Well, see, what they wanted to do there, and I'm totally sure this was the case. What they wanted to do there was kind of fan the flames of like interracial tension. Like, oh, she's married a white guy now. Like, they wanted to fan the flames of like, that's just not done sort of thing. Like, I can see exactly where that idea came from. And it's nowhere good.
Right.
I mean, this is a pattern with Hollywood. They do this all the time. All the time. And in 2016, it's becoming increasingly inexcusable. People do not see movies because you've got a AAA actor in a role. People see movies because they want to see the story that's being told. And if that story involves Japanese characters, and you're casting white people to play those characters, it's not really the story people have signed up for anymore, is it?
Well, do you remember what they did with the Mandarin in Iron Man 3 with Ben Kingsley?
God,
not only butchering the character, but
I mean, that character was an Asian stereotype to begin with.
Was he?
So it was already kind of problematic. Mm. So I guess they kind of thought, well, how can we do this without going like full Fu Manchu? Because that's kind of what the character is. So I guess they wanted to try and be a little delicate with it, but instead they kind of went entirely in the other direction and just avoided it altogether. And as a result, the name didn't even really make sense anymore because it wasn't a real person and it was just this massive fabrication. Like, really, it could have been any name at that point.
Wikipedia says the Mandarin's late father was one of the wealthiest men in pre-revolutionary mainland China and a descendant of Genghis Khan, while his late mother was an English nobleman. So he's of mixed ethnicity.
Yeah, but he has like the full beard and everything, right. Like the mustache and the,
Actually, Ben Kingsley could have been good if they made that character true to the comic. Ben Kingsley is one of those actors where he's like one of those, you know, those Shakespearean actors that could play any role. I mean, he played Gandhi, and he's not Indian.
Yeah, but I mean, that was kind of problematic too. I mean, he's a great actor, yes.
Yeah.
But it's like that joke in Master of None that Aziz Ansari tells about how like, or maybe it was one of his stand-ups, but he's like, if you look a certain way, you can play anything. Like, I think he said it about himself, like, if you're brown, you can be Mexican, you can be this, you can be that. They'll just cast you as whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. And it's just not right. Like, it's like in The Martian, there was a character that was supposed to be Indian or East Pacific or something, and they cast Chiwetel Ejiofor instead.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
He's won stuff. I mean, you might not know, but yeah. He was the operative in Serenity.
Was
that somebody else?
Been a long time. But
anyways, even when they're being diverse, they're still committing racial erasure from character roles. It's like, oh, we put a black man in there, but it was an Asian character, so we erased the fact that it's an Asian character. So, like, there's just these layers and layers of bullshit. Like, even when it seems like they're doing good, they're not really doing good because they're just moving the goalposts.
Does it bother you that they cast a Korean actor to play a Japanese character in Star Trek? Because the guy that played Sulu is Korean and not Japanese.
Yeah.
Because he's Asian, he could pass as a Japanese person.
Back then, that's exactly the mentality. But
I mean, back then, you make it sound like 25 years. It was like long ago.
Yeah, of course. It still is to a lot of people, unfortunately.
There actually are plenty of Japanese actors that could have played Sulu.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And even now, who's the guy playing Sulu now?
I don't remember his name. He's been...
John Cho.
Okay.
He's, I think he's Chinese or Korean or...
Is he in Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not even Japanese either. So
he sounds nothing like Sulu. I mean, Takei's voice is several octaves lower than
that. I mean,
that.
It's a reboot, so he doesn't necessarily have to. It's not
that
like,
that I can forgive because I mean, nobody sounds like George Takei.
No.
There's no one that's going to be able to, without sounding like,
nobody.
Like a, without getting someone that, without making it sound like it's
a
like
caricature.
A joke, like a caricature of that person. Like, you wouldn't want to do that because then it would sound fake.
Yeah, to have somebody up there just being all, oh my.
Right.
Like,
right.
No. No. But yeah, so I mean, they're still doing it even now. There is that argument, of course, that they always trot out, well, we picked the best actor for the role. But you're not looking. You're not fucking looking for people. Like, did they even audition any Japanese people for the role of Major Kusanagi? I doubt it.
Yeah.
They just immediately went, oh yeah, Scarlett Johansson, she'll be perfect.
I think part of the problem, though, too, is that there are English-speaking Japanese actors, but they don't live in LA, which is, I think, makes it way more difficult for them. But if they really wanted to, you know, they could just
directors can fucking fly to Japan
exactly.
and find somebody.
Or,
that's no
or fly,
fucking excuse.
Or fly them out to LA.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why they could have done that.
Yeah.
They couldn't have
there's
done that.
There's no like, fucking excuse in 2016 for that. You cannot just say, oh, it was so hard to find somebody. Then fucking scour the earth for 2 years and don't come back until you find somebody. This is not difficult. It's time consuming, but
that's
not
the problem.
Difficult.
I think they take the easy way out.
Always. They will always take the easy way out. They will always look for some kind of shortcut. Like, oh, it's a Japanese character, but oh, we can get away with just the Chinese guy. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Lots of people care. They don't care, but lots of people care.
Lots of people care, but they don't care.
And they need to be made to care because... I mean, the more this happens, like Gods of Egypt.
I saw the trailer. That looked like a piece of junk. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know that movie's going to be a piece of junk.
Yeah. But another case of completely whitewashing a story.
Well, what about Noah?
Oh, yeah.
With that too. His name? The Aussie guy.
Yeah. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. And Emma Watson. Yeah. So, I mean, with all that, ticket sales for these movies are dropping, thankfully. People are fed up with this nonsense. they come out with these ridiculous movies with all white people in a story where they have no business being there, usually, and people aren't biting anymore. They're looking at it and they're saying, this makes no sense at all. This is supposed to be about Egypt. Where are the Egyptian people? People are waking up and realizing this, and it's hurting the ticket sales real bad. So hopefully it will finally start to sting enough that they go, oh, okay, now we get it. But the fact that it's going to take that is the whole problem.
The movie could very well turn out to be good, but
I think
we need to separate that from the actual issue.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, just because the movie is going to be good doesn't mean that it's okay, still okay for them to change this character who is fundamentally Japanese.
Well, and this is the thing. I don't think it can be a good movie because that, as that,
well, they would
thread.
Have to fund. Well, don't you? Wouldn't you have to change things about the story?
Oh,
because
yeah.
They didn't grow.
Oh well, yeah,
they didn't grow up in Japan.
No, you like the entire story becomes fundamentally different as
and
a
what
result
about,
of
do
that
we know,
change.
Do we know anything whether or not like is this going to take place in Tokyo?
Nobody knows,
because that's what really worries me. That this
yeah.
movie is just going to be set over in America with a bunch of Japanese actors thrown in, and at that
randomly,
point, it's not Ghost yeah. in the Shell.
No.
Because you've
not.
Changed so much.
Yeah. And you kind of have to once you cast a white actor as a Japanese character, because then how do you explain that? Now, there is a clever way they could do it, but there's no way they've thought of this because I doubt they're creative enough to try it. In Ghost in the Shell, Motoko Kusanagi's body is not actually her body. It's an android that she controls. Her consciousness is uploaded to a brain inside of it. In fact, several, like, this is a thing that happens regularly in Japan in this universe.
So she actually has no human body whatsoever?
Yes. Her body is entirely cybernetic.
Okay, so what, she does, she dies at the beginning?
She,
and then...
as a child, she died, well, I mean, she was alive enough to do this. But
right, okay.
She was in a terrible accident, and they transferred her mind to an android body to save her life. So her organic body is gone, but she now lives in cybernetic bodies and they routinely get destroyed. It's kind of a trope that goes through the whole series. Like her arms will get blown off or all of her limbs and she'll have to get a replacement body and it's not quite the same. Like her normal body is this combat chassis. Like it's designed for her to be able to be a cop. But sometimes it gets destroyed and she has to make do with like just a regular one that can't like scale walls or punch somebody in the face so hard that they explode or whatever. Like sometimes she just gets the basic model. And my clever idea is, well, what if they actually cast a Japanese actress as Motoko, but at the start of the film, something goes horribly wrong and she's forced to make do with the Scarlett Johansson body.
That would actually be funny.
And then at the end of the film, she goes back to being the Japanese actress. That could work.
Maybe.
Within the context
right.
of the world.
Right.
In theory.
I don't know.
But that's like, even that's stretching it quite a bit, because then it's
sure.
like, well, why not just have that actress be the character throughout the whole film?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
That would at least somewhat salvage it, for me anyway, if they did something like that. But again, I don't think they're clever enough to even
route. I really don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be so bad. It'll be like Neo New York or Neo Los Angeles in the year 20, whatever.
I can tell you right now, I'm not going to bother seeing the movie if that's the case. If that's the case, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be problematic enough if it's set in Japan and it's Scarlett Johansson for some reason. Like, that's going to be difficult enough. But if it's not set in Japan, yeah. Definite miss for me. And hopefully for everyone else. If you are a fan of Ghost in the Shell, do not see this movie. Do not give them your money. Do not validate their terrible decisions. And that's all I have to say about that.
You've been listening to The Impromptu on Hologram Radio. I'm here with Michael Norton. As always, if you'd like to show your support for the show and the network at large, please go to patreon.com/hologramradio and become a regular donator. We would sincerely appreciate that. And every dollar you send to us goes to make the show better and helps us create new shows. You can also go to hologramradio.org/sponsors. And if you shop at Amazon, like both Michael and I do, why not click on one of those links we set up for you? We've got Amazon UK, USA, and Canada. There's no additional work on your part other than you can continue to buy all the great stuff on your wish list, except we get a kickback every time you buy something. You can subscribe to the show in iTunes if you haven't already done that to ensure you get every new episode each and every week. And if you're in iTunes, why not drop us a rating or comment that helps other people discover our show? You can follow us on Twitter. We're at The Impromptu for all of our show updates. You can follow at Hologram Radio for all of our podcasts on the network. And you can follow us individually at Zen Impulse is Michael Norton, and I'm Alex Knight at Zero Distraction. We also have a new Instagram account called Hologram Radio Shows, where we will soon be posting photos there. You can also send feedback to us if you'd like. Our email address is theimpromptu@hologramradio.org.
And on that note, thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time. And don't go see Ghost in the Shell.